So we head into the before Pesach. Mitzvah Shem will be spending a lot of time on this year's Shabbos that is Erev Pesach. We already have previous recorded shiurim, so try to go through some of them and send those out so we don't have to repeat and I don't have to give the same shiur that I gave 4 years ago. Today we're going to spend some time on tefillah. Always like to mix in the different times during the year. As we prepare for Nisan and we look forward to the Geula, we should spend a few minutes on a topic which a number of people have asked questions over the last few weeks regarding a really, really important question to some of us that travel. And we travel early and we travel late at night. And a question that was sent to me a few weeks ago was that individual is traveling at night, is flying, let's just use any a place that people go where they were going to have a minyan late at night after Chatzai. So people flying to Florida, their plane was, especially now the clock changed, so they had a choice. They could either daven yichidus on the plane, but when they landed, because the flight was delayed, so it was after Chatzai, so when they were going to land, it was going to be very late at night, but they could have made a minyan while they were waiting for the luggage. So the question to me was, is that and better than daven b'yichidus. And sometimes this might happen. You could daven b'yichidus before chatzais, or you could wait for a minyan after chatzais balayla after late at night. Now, to many of you, maybe this is not a practical question, but as you're going to see, the details to answer this question are nagea to each one of us when it comes to trying to make the decision of should we daven b'yichidus, should we daven with a minyan. And as the Olam will see, we're going to go through that Shaila. We're also going to go through the Shaila, which is maybe more important to each one of us, because this one comes up very often with daven b'neitz. Is it better to daven at neitz without a minyan, or to daven after neitz with a minyan? And we'll also talk about, because now this man is so late, neitz is so late, and many people do have to go to work, is it better to daven with a minyan before neitz, so you're going to be davening from Alois until neitz? Or is it better daven to be yichidus? Some people ask me, maybe it's better daven yichidus after neitz, because from alois until neitz is only a bediyavet. And as the olam can, as we've discussed, we have tefillah b'tzibur is a nice thing, but maybe the zman is more important. And if the zman is more important, maybe we should be davening the yichidus. If you go to your office and daven yichidus after neitz, as we are going to see, that the Rabbi Avad Yosef does have that opinion. Why would you daven with a minyan before neitz? If you daven with a daven b'yichidus after neitz. So all of these questions today are nagea, especially during this time of the year. So we're going to begin here. We'll go through the first shaila, which I was working on because it was a question usually no one really asked me this before. Is it better to daven with a minyan after chatzais balayla at night, or b'yichidus, someone was flying, b'yichidus even on the plane, sitting on the plane? So let's learn the Gemara quickly on the Sefer Brachos and Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Gemara says like this: Ma'isa, Ugal Banu Beis Hamishta. This the children of Rabbi Gamliel came from a Beis Hamishta. Amar Loi like Kriyas Shema. They said to their father, "We didn't read Shema." Amar Loi, he said to them, "Loi Alamar Shachar." Amar Shachar is not a Chayav and not the liquids. But Loi Zul Bovarom. Not only this, Elokaman Shamar Chachavim. Whenever the Chacham say Chatzais, and so you really have till Amar Shachar. So you can still read Kriyas Shema till Amar Shachar. It seems from the Lashon of Ram Gamliel talking to his children that he's the Chachamim will hold Chatzais as the mitzvah, but you really have to Laman HaShachar. What does that mean? Does that mean that there's a Lechatchil and a B'diavad? Or no, really Chatzais is the Zman. But in cases where it's more than even a B'diavad, a Shasat Chak, let's call it. But there's a Shasat Chak, you have to Laman HaShachar. There's a Machlaikis Rishayim in learning the mission, this first mission in Brachos, which we're all very fluent in. What's the final halacha here? This is all Ram Gamliel talking, or maybe not, because the Mishnah said, "Amar Lami said to them, you have until Amar Hashachar." Do the Chachamim hold? Do we paskin Chatzais or Amar Hashachar at the end? This is all Ram Gamliel, but what about the halacha lemaisa? So there's a Bir halacha quotes Zman ad Chatzais. I'm Chaber Sasam Kedat Rambam Basman. Zman of Myron is still Chatzos. Would the like that's a Rajva, the Arash, the Svirle, the like Kaimalot Chachamim, This question comes up to me often because when I do travel back and I'm going to Florida, I get back, I go to Landau's at 1 o'clock in the morning. Now Chatzais is late. But if we leave in the window, or I could just daven be a chizus. But it'll be before Chatzais. So what the it should depend. Mechaber holds like the Rambam and the Smag, and then Chatzais is his man. If he missed Chatzais, he missed his man. And then you have the Rosh and the Raj, but no, we don't hold like the Chacham and the Asusiyah Chatzais. They hold that this, when Rav Gamliel said, that's from Gamliel. The final halach is not like that. This is all the Mishnah talking. But the Gemara's conclusion, it's also based on Yerushalmi, is that no, you really have the whole night. And if you have the whole night, so then you should wait to daven a minyan, even at 1 o'clock in the morning, even at 1:15 in the morning, and go to Shemesh Shabbos until 2:30, or all night, I think, these days. Shag Yisai and Siman Daled holds like the Rashi and the Rosh. If you hold Ladina like the Rashi and the Rosh, you have the whole night to daven Ma'ariv. It's not Chatzai. So we have a Machlekes here, but the Mechaber, and we'll see from the Achrayim, clearly holds, as let's see the Beis Yosef, it says, of course, this is why he passed my match in front of the Gemara. Halacha k'Rav Gamliel. The Gemara says Halacha is like Rav Gamliel. Hainu lafukin. What does that mean? The Halacha in the first sheet in the Mishnah of Eliezer that holds you can only reach Ma'at Tosh Ma'arishai. No. Avo b'mad ha'amr chacham ma'at chatzois. Lilach ad ma'vera. Halacha k'avosai. For sure the Halacha is like the chachamim. Yalka b'rabim Halacha k'rabim. The other Rishayim learned that Rav Gamliel just saying we don't like Rav Eliezer. But not we got not the halacha that we hold like the chachamim. The Beis Yosef says no. We hold like shitas chachamim. Shitas chachamim is kamash amra chacham ma chatzais ad shi'alu amar hashach. And therefore, that's how we pass as an halacha. So the mechaber lechatzil tzar lugot kriyish ma miyatzis. It's chav. This man of Meir is chatzais. All the being from the karat shle amar hashach. You're yaitzah. But this man is chatzais. Says the Mishnah Berura ad chatzil alayla pirish. Rabban and God and Shasser. You can't. It's awesome. You're not allowed to reach Ma later than Chatzais. So you have a demishal. Demis ach, nikri oivra. And if it does happen, you're an oivra demir chachamim. Abel ab Chatzais, there's no avera. Demis acher. El shalei nikri zariz. Okay, you're not a zariz. You should do it earlier on the night. V'hainu v'yoyshe v'enoiz v'achilo. That's if the whole night you were sitting, you were not eating, or you were not busy. If you're eating, or you were busy. So then anyway, you have to stop working if you give Zman Kriyashma. The halacha, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's aser to daven after chatzais. That's what he's saying. If you miss acher and you didn't daven chatzais, so you're right about the brachachamim. I got the brachachamim, so you'll read it until the morning. If you would stop right here, it seems very posh. You should not be yichidus. I have this question often. So that means if I'm going to get home and then have to go out late at night to daven a minyan, the halacha would be is no. You should daven the yichidus, not go to these minyanim that are going to be davening after Chatzais Laila. Now again, Chatzais is very late, so it's not going to be so nagel. But if it would be in the winter, where Chatzais is not so late, so then you should not be davening Meir, according to what we're saying up until this point. But we need to spend a little bit more time over here. Is this Shema, or is this Shemayin Esrei too? So maybe you're very good. I'm flying, read Shema. I'll daven with my minion at 1 o'clock in the morning. Or no, maybe Shemayin Esrei too has to be before. We know there's Indians of Gula Tfila. So the need for us to, very important Mishnah Berurah over here, Elam's not aware of this Mishnah Berurah, but when we're going to go through the, right now we talked about Shema. What we have to now talk about is Shemayin Esrei. So just to repeat, maybe Kriya Shema Ein Achanami, you're flying, say Kriya Shema. You do that in the morning, you don't want to miss my Kriya Shema. You must say Shema before Chatzos, so do that. What about Shemayin Esrei? So maybe I should say the Kriya Shema, and then later on when I'll go down with a minion, with my Kriya Shema again, like I would do in the morning after Zman Kriya Shema, and then I would say Shema Nasi. Mechaber says in Siman Kuf Ches, a very, very important halacha. If you miss the Shema Nasi, you miss a tefillah, you make it up, the next tefillah. Part of the mashem at tefillah shevsin is that you make up a tefillah dafka b'zman tefillah. You make it up if it's Zman tefillah, b'shosha, and it's Zman tefillah life. It's not Zman, you can't make it up. What do those words mean? So you miss Shachris. You daven mincha two times, daven mincha until they not shmashes. You miss Ma'ariv, wet, so you have to daven two chakras. When do you have to daven the two chakras? Before Zman Tfilo, so whatever, let's say Zman Tfilo is 11 o'clock, before Zman Tfilo, or no, you have to Chatzos. Says the Mishnah Berurah like this, so you have to read all Mishnah Berurah because he has a lot of different sheetahs here. Each case is important to every one of us. Not that we're missing Tfilo, but many times you get questions, our children miss the Tfilo, maybe it was on Purim they missed the Tfilo. So the Mechaber says, Mishnah Berurah says like this, Yesh Ma'achrayim Shekasu. But like Tiknu Chazal Tfilas Hashlama, you only can make up a tefillah rock by then Isaac Tfilas Ikr. You're still being Isaac in your Ikr tefillah right afterwards. So let's say you missed chakras, you would daven Mincha, and right after that you would daven again Mincha. After Shaki the Hilok Dalam, you wait a short amount of time. Oh yeah, Ashrei b'time, or the amount say Ashrei. Avol Havi Achrayin Amachkar Eskimu Meni Achrayin Amamaskim. The Af Lechatchila Bevadei Tzarch Lizar Bezel Lispal Tfilas Hashlama Takeiv. Achar tefilas, but they all yeinachinami lechatchila. Although with the evidence, no inamakus. In other words, you miss shakras, you can daven mincha one mincha at 2 o'clock, and you can daven another mincha at 4 o'clock. Rak, bavers manatchila. This example, you didn't daven ma'ariv. Now you have to daven shakras twice. Oh, only till dollar choice. So if someone missed ma'ariv, whatever reason, they missed ma'ariv. Someone missed ma'ariv on Purim at night because he was drunk. But now he's got to daven shakras twice. He has to daven Shabbos twice. Well, now Shabbos morning, you have to change the clock, it's easier. In Eretz Yisrael, it was more complicated. So you have to make sure that you're doing it before Dalat Shabbos Aliyah. Choose Ma Tefillah Shabbos. The night, you need Tefillah Bismana. Hashem Kenach Dalat Shabbos. The night, that's all, it's Rachamim. That's the halacha, Prima God, Magin Dibarim, the Nesivis, and the Sefer, the Berchaim. Elish, Vederach, Hachaim, Haisev, Dover Chodesh. He brings down Shalai Nisku B'Shachroinim. He says that what if the tefillah shachris itself you didn't daven until after that time, which is maybe for these people that missed Meir of that night, you could still daven too. But there's a lot of machlekes in Obi. But this is I made it in bold because this is nagiah to all of us. Dimshav, what happens if you forgot to daven mincha? Yeshayim, dimespal Meir v'shayim. You could only do 2 Meirs until chatzos. Shuzman parol la'avres lachilu. That's the zman Meir. You see even for Shmein Esrei is zman is until chatzos at night. You have all night until Amar Shachar. Okay, then he talks about what you should look up in the end. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? But let's read the last 4 lines here in the Mishnah Berurah. I just brought down all these achrayim, and this is the din. You know what you should do in all these cases? Let's say you didn't dive in your Ashlama right away. So don't do it as a fear, because if it's a fear, it might not be the right zman. Not the right zman, you're not allowed to be davening your hashlam. But what do we see from that? Why did I want to focus so much on this Mishnah Berurah? Because he says that even for Shmein Esrei, the zman is chatzos. It's not just Kriya Shma. The Shmein Esrei and Kriya Shma go together, according to what we're saying. What should you do if you have to daven b'yichidus? You should daven b'yichidus instead of missing the zman of and still echad tzitz. Comes Rabbi Tzina Abishol. He writes a tshuva about this. I'm just building up to what he says because I wanted to, after you go through the sugi yourself, then of course I start to look at the achrayim. So the achrayim that speaks about it is Rabbi Tzina Abishol. We'll see, but he's a Sfardi. So as a Sfardi Paisik, he's going to be following the Mechaber. I will be honest with you. Before, I'm going to look at Reb Chaim Kanievsky and the others. We're going to read this together, and I would have said different than him because he himself admits that he's following the Beis Yosef. Shail, it says like this. Mishayin amayitzi minyan. You don't find Ma'ariv until Chatzos. After Chatzos. Imad is better to daven b'yichidus, or you should wait to daven mamish hour Shail. So you're going to turn over the page, and you're going to see his answer, and he explains his answer. Odd if it's better to daven b'yichidus, mamish like we said, b'fnei chatzos halayla, me'ashel espal b'tzibur, and then to daven b'tzibur. Daven b'yichidus before chatzos at night. And he explains why. He brings a mechaber, mamish exactly what we said, l'chatchil atzor l'gus kish mam yatzis, he called him. And you have till midnight, and if you miss midnight, you're yaitze. Mechaber holds like the Rambam and the Smad, like we said, sh'l'chatchil atzatzos, like he brings down the chachamim in the beginning of Masechus Brachos, they made a siyot. You can really daven all night, even after chatzos, and you can rely on the Rishonim. The Rashi and the Rosh, like we said, mamish, everything that we said. You come up, and what should I tell you? We are fired. We all look in the Maron. You should do that lechatchila. On his parallel, the Perek Zayin, I already explained. Shein l'spal tefila should be the eved. It's only a tefila be the eved. Definitely, tefillah b'tzibur does not win out. If we would be following everything we said at this point, this tshuva is so beautiful because he's telling you that the shita's mechaber. But he's telling us also that he is following Shitas Maran, but we have the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah brings out these other Paiskim. So do we act, maybe Lefi our Paiskim that maybe we normally follow, the Rashba and the Rosh, we should daven with a minyan. So, of course, now I have to start looking at what are the other Paiskim say. So you look at the Svarim that Rav Chaim, he didn't write this one, but this Sefer is one of those that you can rely on, although it doesn't really have reasons to why Rav Chaim says what he says. The one on the bottom does write what Rav Chaim said. So let's see what he says. I did find the Shail in the Sefer Das Naita, and the Sefer, he brings down the Shaburei, Veshitish, he brings down the Amtilos Harvest, even the Shmanesrei, you should daven until Chatzalis, like we learned. Yishlai, the Shail asked him, Yishiyot, the Spal, Nechatzalis, Bechidus, Ayachatzalis, even what's better? Even though you're going to land, you'll have your minion in the airport. It's always like that. You land, okay, let's make a minion now. But it's after Chatzais. After Chatzais, no, you should daven Yechidus. Daven Yechidus is the second part, because if you daven Yechidus, you're davening on the plane. Davening on the plane, you're sitting down, which is also the Di'evit. So which that Shiloh was my next Shiloh. Is it better to daven on the plane sitting? Or you're going to have to wait. That's anyway a B'di'evit. So maybe wait for this B'di'evit, which is after Chatzais.
It's a greater B'di'evit than sitting.
Right, so that's a Shiloh, which is a greater B'di'evit.
Is it possible to daven sitting on the plane with a
tonight?
Is that possible?
No, we're not going to do that. Possibly. You're going to make that your first one. You're going to have you have to make your first one in a gala. That would have to be fine.
If you don't know if you're going to make it, if you make this
tonight
in the middle of the
Seder. Yeah, you could do, but not for just Shmanesh. We don't do that. We don't have to daven extra Shmanesh today. You got to do it or you're not. I'm not going to make it tonight if I'm Yaitz or not. We don't concentrate, yeah, so we don't do that. So on the bottom of there, 54, in this Sefer, the Das Night that he brings down, like we just said, I said to you before, Tefillah B'tzibur is a nice thing to do. But it's not chomer, it's not Dinei Tefillah. There's Dinei Tefillah, and then there's a nice Tefillah, which is Tefillah B'tzibur. And because of that, he says, that's why the Rav Chaim passes what he says. And he said before that everyone knows this about Rav Chaim. I got in trouble once for reading this Rav Chaim, so I'll read it again anyway. You already have me recorded for this Rav Chaim, but Rav Chaim says over here, I already brought down the Shem Rabbeinu, the Tachin, Daf Shiyas, the Tefillah B'Tzibur. Even if you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, you should not daven with a hat and a jacket. It's better to go get, if you're going to, this is the famous Rav Chaim, if you're going to miss, it's better to go get your hat and jacket, even though you're going to be daven without a minion. Because minion is a nice thing, but the tefillah itself is a different tefillah with a hat and a jacket. So that's Rav Chaim Shita. Not Rav David told me the hat part you can leave out. The jacket makes sense because most of us do wear a jacket. Even if we had an interview, you're not going to wear a hat. You wear a jacket. So Rav David said you should wear a jacket, but Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, other things. What he said, anyway, it's not Nagiyah for our share. We already had a share about this. But you see the importance of Lefi Rav Chaim, that it's better had a jacket than minion. That you definitely see. Then he brings down from the Sefer L'Shechnai Sidrushu, which is going to quote Rebel Yashiv. And Rebel Yashiv says, no, you should daven after Chatzos with Tzibur. And Avad, the Kriyash may have to be Yechidus. Kriyash may have to be, that's for sure. Because you can't miss on Kriyash, just like we do in the morning. So we have over here a Machlaikis. And a Machlaikis, Rav Chaim, or the Arlet Zion. They say, daven everything together, don't forget. Myrib also does a union of Gula Litfili. One has Gula Litfili too. And also, Shemana, if they made that, maybe that was part of the Ikka Takana of the Rabbanim, that Shema, which Shema and Esrei, should go together, and Shema is before Chatzais, Shema and Esrei should be before Chatzais. They made it together. They didn't want you to wait. Even though, yes, Kriya Shema is Dairaisa, Tzvila is not, but they put it together. So, La'alacha L'maisa, and I didn't look up to say for Sichnus, it makes sense what he's saying down with Shema and Esrei later on, but as we saw from the Mishnah Berurahs and the other Paiskim, it seems to be that you should daven the Yechidus instead of waiting till after Chatzais and davening with a minion. Now look at the next. So I looked at Rav Shlomo Zalman Orba because Rav Shlomo Zalman has my other Shiloh. You're traveling in a car and it's close to Chatzais Laila and it's hard to stop. The Koshle Lared, in essence, man, you're going to lose time, my mom and her money. What should you do? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Should you daven sitting in the car or wait till after Chatzais and then daven standing? So you're on your plane, you're sitting, you can't stand. Is it better to sit and daven on the plane? Or when you land, you could daven landing on. So this also comes up if you travel, not now, maybe not because Chatzais is very late, but if you had this Shiloh where you're on the plane, you could either finish the flight and daven standing wherever you want to daven. You can get home to your apartment, you'll stand, but it's after Chatzais. Or you should do it sitting on the plane. Says of Shama Zalman, is follow Arvis Bishiva. You should daven Arvis Sinin. Well, don't wait to daven after the trip, which is after Chatzos. You don't wait till after Chatzos. You should daven sitting on the plane, even though it's both. He's not even talking, he doesn't get into the Yechidus part. We already did the Yechidus part because we already said it better than the Yechidus. So you should have the Yechidus sitting on the plane, even though later on you'll be able to stand and daven and make, which sitting in halacha is really a bit d'evet. So I looked at, the problem is that I did look at the other side.
All these cases, you're a passenger. What are you driving?
Then for sure, right. So if Shlomo Zalman talks about the driving's impossible, then he's not allowed to. Can't daven driving. He writes that in his sefer. Oh, the one maybe on the bottom it says it. One of them says, one of these shvarim that I looked at says the driver has no way to, he can't. Comes along the, in the Shailas Rav. Now these are the shvarim that I look at. Arkan Kanievsky, there were different people that wrote Shailas, and some of them were are whereas Talmidim, so it's much easier to rely on what they said. It wasn't some people just telling Shailas, they sat with him. So here's another sefer Shailas Rav. Where, let's see what he writes here. And I say, and if you're going on a bus, you're here, and you're going to reach your destination after Chatzos, is it better to daven Meir sitting? Our Shailia. So we already said Rav Shlomo Zalman, and now we have Rav Chaim. Or maybe you should daven after Chatzos. Just say like we saw Rav Yashar said when you're davening after Chatzos. So here he writes, in this Sefer he writes, read Kriya Shema without the brachas. And it seems that you should daven Shema Nesrei later on. So again, Reb Chaim holds that sitting is worth, even though when he wrote by Chatzos, he said you should daven before Chatzos without a minion. But that makes sense because, as we said, this whole minion is a hider. Sitting is much more of a chumr, is a much more of a chisaron in the tefillah itself. Shema Nesrei, the Magen Avraham holds you have to daven over Shema Nesrei again if you do it sitting. So it seems that that was the opinion of Reb Chaim. So once again, we have over here Rav Shlomo Zalman that holds sit. There's no minion. Daven v'yichidus, even though later on you'll be able to stand. And we have Rav Chaim here that says that you could wait. You should wait. Just say Kriya Shema now without the brachas, and then later on you'll read the Kriya Shema. You'll read again Shema Nesrei. You'll read Kriya Shema again with the Shema Nesrei. Allah
we learned in the right from the that you can concentrate better if you can better sit.
Yes, it goes into the right. It'll be, I don't know if there's a guarantee down there. He's going to be standing later on and then he'll get home and he'll be able to concentrate. So then that balances out. You're right. He's not going to concentrate later on anyway. So then, like, the sitting
by the luggage collection, it's not lined up after that.
Right. So some people just wait till they get home. So they get to their apartment.
And then we're getting the Chatzos problem.
Then we get into the Chatzos problem, right. So
I'm saying, why did you put time so late for the sitting seems not to...
Sitting, the Magen Avraham makes a bigger deal about sitting, that's why. Because Magen Avraham holds that sitting is such a big deal that you would have to die when you later on, you have to daven over again.
Daven is worse in real life, obviously, not for me.
Right, but you do still see that the word Paiskin that said sitting is such a big deal. So I assume that's what he says. I didn't write anything on the bottom of it. I don't have a bottom. I don't remember. I don't think he wrote anything on the bottom. Allah Lamaisa, I do think that, not think, this is what you should do. You should just daven the Yechidus if you're going to concentrate anyway. You're sitting there doing nothing anyway. So you should daven there and not daven after Chatzos. But anyway, I do think that you're in a rush anyway and you're tired. Hey, you could sit, you could daven. It makes sense to daven with all these points.
You're
eating anyway, you can't eat. You can't daven before you eat. Right, you have to eat. You have to daven before you eat. So that's, it would seem that from all that we discussed here, that would be the way to go about the shaila. Okay, so now let's go to the shaila, maybe, which is more to get to everybody else here, is now. Nate is very late. So, should you daven b'yichidus after Nate, or you should daven a minion before Nate? Same idea here. If this is man, it's a b'di'evet man. So maybe the and tefillah b'tzibur we see is a nice thing. So maybe you should daven after Nate. So this is complicated. It's not a pashut answer. I see that everybody seems to daven before Nate, especially now. It's not so pashut. You should maybe daven b'yichidus. Let's see, and the Olam will tell me what you say. We'll have to go through the sugya together. Chavis says like this: Imkara neshalom hashah. You read Kriya Shema again. We're up to Kriya Shema before Amar Hashach. Apa pishle yoyinus. It wasn't an Inus, he's still Yaitza. But the Abbot, the yaitzah b'diavad. So fine, you can read Kriya Shema then. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why yaitzah Kriya Shema? Make the sarashim come as long. There are people that do get up very early. B'diavad, and do all the entire. The dafka, look at these lashon of Mishnah Berurah. The akroi ba'alma. Once in a while, ha machas b'chaydish. Once in a while, yaitzah b'diavad. Avol, however, if Ragel asks Cain, if you do this all the time, I feel about the avid layotza. Yeah, what is going on? You're not yotza. So if someone davens every day or a kriyashma, let's just focus on kriyashma. I assume so because he's reading the kriyashma together with the Shemayin Esrei. He's not yotza. It's our lives of the Christ. You have to read it again. So, okay, so you read it again. Big deal. That you daven every day before Nates.
That means kriyashma is considered. Yes. Not considered before Nates.
It is. Davening every day. All of it. Everyone is davening the first minute. Very good. So every day you daven, we're going to see that in a minute.
Even if you daven
Okay, we're going to learn the Shulchan Aruch Harav. That's his man. That's his man. Creation was right before Nate. So that is, now you're davening, I don't know, Nate's is what, 7 months? I don't know what Nate's is. It was, whatever the Nate's is, so it's early, right? Your Kriya Shema, whatever.
No,
sure,
finish davening before
Nate's. Right, finish davening. So that's what he's talking about. 653? Oh, so maybe now. Last one, wasn't like that.
701.
The Ein Hanami, though, we're going to see, we're going to learn the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So he's saying that, so for sure, all those people should read Shema again. How many people are davening? How many people do you hear? The davening earlier, reading Shema again. You know, he's telling you, you have to read Shema again. A few ruggles, and he says like this, Miu, if Shas Adchak, a few ruggles, Tuva. Okay, it's a Shas Adchak, Shari. My Avalom Evid. So the whole island can tell me what he's supposed to do. You have to go to work. What am I supposed to do? I have to go to work. I don't have a choice. So that's the Mishnah Berurah. Might have a little method, right? That's what he's telling you. Smile a little method. So with the other, you would be right. But in Chanami, does it make sense to read Kriya Shema again? 100%. You should be reading Kriya Shema, Isman, or whatever.
It's Shema after.
That's what I'm talking about.
After
Elias? That's what we're talking about. After Elias, before Nate. That's what we're saying, yes.
It's
in Shema. We're going to get to the Mishiach in a minute. But this is all, we're not up to the Mishiach here. We have to see what's he talking about. So let's go back to a little bit.
Big spread now between Alois and 536 or 53 is Mishiach and 653 is
Isn't it?
We're not talking about Mishiach.
We're not up to that yet. We have to get to the Vesikin people. Right, we're going to get to the Vesikin people because the Vesikin are doing Kriya Shema right before. So that is the Zman. And we'll see. That's when people got up. They had to get up then anyway. So let's go by to a bit. The Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Achronim and the Bakta, the Rabban, and the Yvarim. So up to Kri Chadish. Kri Chadish also says, he brings down the Gemara. Look at the Gemara says in Brach, his Tanur, Shemay Chayam, and Pam. Pa'amim Sha'adim Kari Kriya Shema based Pam. Like Kri Shema twice a night. He likes one for night, one for the morning. Yeah, that's in the Gemara. Why? There are people that get up at this time. And therefore, you could say even Shloi B'Shatz Chachak. Why? Because the Gemara says, Kedai Rav Shimon Lismaich Alav B'Shatz Chachak. That it's, you could read Shema twice in this month. He holds even Shloi B'Shatz Chachak. But we could rely on Rav Shimon B'Shatz Chachak. Once again, Mishnah Berurah is telling you, if it's Shasat Chak, even if it's all the time, my Havel Levan, what are you supposed to do? Comes along the pre-Kaddish Vayter, in Siv Dalit, he's Medayik from the words, or just to he's going into the Lashon of what's Ragil, it's not Ragil, what's Ragil? The Kim of the Ragil Lassus came Leyotza, it's our Lazar Christ, it's Sula Mikmidi Evan. But as we just said in the Mishnah Berurah, if there's no other choice, what are you supposed to do? You Yaitza. So just right away, I don't know why I stuck the Piskei Tshuva so in it, because it doesn't really have anything to do with what we're doing yet. So we're going to come back to it a little bit later on. But I want to learn the Shulchan Aruch Harav, because the Shulchan Aruch says a yisoid over here in Kriya Shema when it comes to when's this man of really reading Kriya Shema. He brings two sheetahs. Now, the first sheetah that he brings down in the Shulchan Aruch Harav is the basic one that we know. That what's Vesikin? Vesikin is Shema Nes, right? So 653 of the Vesikin, you have to do Sama Gula Tfilo. So what's the Iker Zman of Kriya Shema? Right before that. 5 minutes before that, 10 minutes before that, however long it takes you to say Kriya Shema, that would be the Zman. That is how everyone learns the Sikin. The Sikin is Shemayin Esrei. Kriya Shema comes along with the Sikin because you need Gula Tfilo. However, the Shulchan Aruch brings down a Yesh Ayrim. have to read this slowly, try to understand what he's saying, but the place can bring down Shulchan Aruch Harav. Not only is Vesikin a din in Shemayin Esrei, it's a din in Kriyashma. Shagam Yishem Chayvis Kriyashma, Hayu Magdim L'Kaisa Kaidim Neitz. You have to read Shema right before Neitz. L'fi Shechatchila, you have to L'chatchila read it. B'shash Shushas Kima L'roi B'nei Adam. Most people, K'may Shinezbar. Ba'ad Neitz Acham Akamim. Most people get up by Neitz. Shein Yishen Amachin, and no one sleeps after Neitz. Only B'nei Malachim, the Yitzvot. Therefore, even if you can't daven b'sikin, he actually loy listen makulah tefila chatchila. So you can't be simakulah tefila chatchila because he's not doing b'sikin. Elam kain, unless you're gonna read yachal lechaben shikur lepachas parasha b'shain. Read Shema kaidem neitz because you have to read again. You have to read Shema before neitz according to what the Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying. It's a din, the Kriyashma, it's a din not just in Vesikin, it's not a din in Shemayin Esrei. It's a din in Kriyashma. Vadai, Radeg, so you yaiti Kriyashma Vesikin, Vespa, Achen Eitzachamot. You're going to daven later on, Yishmayin Esrei. Afal Pishalay, Spa, Yishmayin Esrei is not mamish when Vesikin begins. Gamzela, it doesn't make a difference because Vesikin's a din in Shema. Then Gamzela, Yochel Chavin, and if you can't do that, you'll daven after Nates, and you won't have Gula L'Tfila. So if he's telling you that there's a Kriyashma, according to the Rav, must be read before Nates. Totally different sheet than we said before. It has to be read before Nates. That is din in when people get up. People get up before Nates. If they get up before Nates, Kriyashma has to be done before Nates. And if it has to be done, yeah, you'll daven Shemayin Esrei later on. And you'll, even though it's not going to be Gula L'Tfila, you'll do your Kriyashma whenever you're going to do your Kriyashma. With the brachas, look what he says. Yikra Kriyashma v'chaseh kaidim neitz achama. Read that before neitz. Even though your Shemayin Esrei is going to be not after neitz, it's fine. What is Gula L'Tfila? How does he end off? Yikra Kesvar Yishayna. Afal Pikein. You still have to be chayshish for the Svar Achrayna. Likra, you must read Shema. That means if you wake up today and we daven 7:30, but according to the Rav, Vesikin is Kriyashma. If Vesikin is Kriyashma, every one of us should read Kriyashma before Nates. What up, Nates is 6:53. So you should, each one of us, according to the Rav, needs to read Kriyashma before Vesikin because you have to be late to Kriyashma when people get up. So it's not like the Gemara, oh, you have 3 hours in a day. Very nice, you have 3 hours. But if there's a special inyan of a seeking with Kriyashma, everyone should be set, even though he's just telling you, we're not davening until 7:30, which is after Nates. Doesn't make a difference. Read Kriyashma, at least he says, Parasha Vishayna Kayinim Nates. Now we're in Tfilin, Sittis. And then after Nates, we'll do what we do over here. So Lefi the Rav, every one of us who daven 7:30, or today, 8 o'clock, you got up before Nates. Make sure that's what we should do. You should do that. You say what the Kabbalists do. So you say brachas in the morning, and you're going to say Kriyashma, because that Kriyashma has to be before Nates. Then you'll daven to get the regular davening when you get here with Yishmayin Esrei and your Kriyashma. But we yaitza at least lefi this shita's harav to read Kriyashma before Nates. And it's not, again, so Nates is not just a din in Yishmayin Esrei, it's a din in the Kriyashma too. But we're still back to what we said before. If the Gemara seems to say that this Kriyashma is not supposed to be read between Alois and Nates. Well, let's see the Mishnah Berurah over there. The Mishnah Berurah also brings rise to this mitzvah ben amuchar. He is talking about the mitzvah ben amuchar we said is to daven. If we go back to the ikar's man of when we should be davening, da zir licorice kibasikin mutter he, the Mishnah Berurah's sheet there is he could daven bichidus im eila minyan. There's no minyan. We have to read these words very slowly because this is the words that I have to spend a lot, not now, because I spent time on this at a different, I was preparing the shiur, which was a little bit back in the summer, but how do you read these words in the Mishnah Berurah? Because it happens often where you could daven b'yichidus by Nates, or you could daven with a minion later on. So he says like this, da'zahir and likras kibasikin, mutter likras l'spal b'yichidus, yolzi la'dam b'yichidus. But he writes la'zahirin, those that are careful to daven b'sikin. Mashma, if you're not careful, then you can't. Im ein la minyan, v'day la mizah, it brings the Gemara in Brachis. So I went down to the mikvah, da'filu, main like filu, v'esahi, afilu achi yizah l'kreisa, read Shema, samach la'neit, and you can daven Shemayin Esrei too, right after Neit. Where's his minion? So you see that someone who's Zayir comes along, Rav Shlomo Kluger, and Rav Shlomo Kluger says he does not understand. I'm going to read over here. The tshuva is what you're going to miss about Kriya Shema. So obviously, if you're missing about Kriya Shema, you should have Yechidus. There's nothing to talk about. He writes here, "Bameshanogu kamal abes man Kriya Shema, gam berchas Kriya Shema, umer achren lespal and tovli yachol lespal Yechidus on Kriya Shema." So he says, "Tomani, I don't know what the question is." I have this question. If you go to Baruch Park and they're davening over there, and there's man, not now in the winter, they're going to miss man Kriya Shema. So definitely, he said, "Davening Yechidus." He says, "I don't understand." What happens if you want to do the seeking? You're not allowed. Shlomo Kluger says, if you're going to miss man, you're davening in a shul and the missing man tefillin, man kriya shma, daven biyichidus. Speed ahead, move forward. Make sure you get it. You get this man in, even though you're going to daven biyichidus. But if it's a choice of the seeking and Tfilah B'Tzibur, definitely, Rav Shlomo Kluger says, Tfilah B'Tzibur is other. Aval Aver, Zman, Kriya Shema, Zman, Birchas Kriya Shema. Okay, that's a bracha levatolo. So, Vadei Ein Tzarech Raya. I don't need a Raya. Shev Yechidus V'Zmani Adet Tfei. You have to be careful because they get upset. Sometimes the people in the shul get upset at you. Oh, you're davening Yechidus. Oh, you're not, you hold that we're not yet. But you have to understand, I don't want to start giving a shir on why the Hasidim are davening so late. And they can miss Zman Tefillah by Kriya Shema. Their teretz is at Shabbos. During the week, they don't have an excuse. But on Shabbos, they tell you that it's a Malam and a Zman. There's no Zman on Shabbos. There's no Zman on Shabbos. So you're not missing Zman Tefillah. You're not missing Zman Kriya Shema. So it's a Malam and a Zman. The Malam and a Zman, they get away with it. So in a Chinami, every once in a while, I debate this. If I'm in Baruch Park for a Simcha, when I'm in the shul there, when I was in Lakewood a few weeks ago also, I couldn't believe it. But they sent out the Baal Tefillah. He knew when this man was, and he knew when Zman Tefillah is, and he has a whole shul is banking on him to make this Zman Tefillah, and he was singing away. So, the shayla was, should you get up and start davening Shemai Nesai? But the rest of the shul is not. So it's a little bit of, you're trying to say that everyone's wrong over here, and they had a chashav of chashvi, like dying. So and you can't start, it was debating in the middle of davening what to do over here. Should I walk out? Should I daven? Should I daven? Stand up and daven Shemai Nesai? It's like telling them they're all wrong. So at the end, I don't know, he claims that he made this man. I wasn't so sure that he made this man. You have to also know that when there's a Zman, whenever we find this man, the Chazon Ish says, let's say this man 653. Is it Mamish 653? They didn't have clocks in those days. So it could be that 653 was 653. How do you know what 653 would be? So Chazon Ish says, I have to be around that time as Vesikin. If you're a minute late, it's still Vesikin. You're 2 minutes late, it's still Vesikin. You're a minute earlier, it's Vesikin. They don't have exact ways that we have it today. So it can't be that Vesikin was on the dot. How do they know? There was no way to tell. So it's around. So maybe if it's around Zman Tefillah, you're still in Zman Tefillah, as long as it's not too much off from whatever the Zman is. So let's finish up. So let's hear Shlomo Zalman. What?
We're wrong with Bix on the fact that it's 4 hours of delay and death. But how is Zman we have today? Not based on roundabout
where they have
back.
How counts the
best and how many hours?
I'm saying, but it's still
we do the math ourselves with all the technology.
But it's 4 hours plus whatever this man is, this Shah's man is. So it's not 60 minutes an hour. Whatever the hour is, how would they know exactly what it was?
We have, but now you have the Chesmos having divided it up by 12. Why should we have a hard time today? Then they could have gone off the sun. They should know.
I know. It's no thing. But when they made the halacha, it was based on what they knew then.
Whenever this Zman Tefillah was, it wasn't exact.
When the sun comes up, it couldn't have been the exact. Whenever they said the Zman of Mates, it couldn't have been an exact minute 6:53. They didn't know 6:53.
They didn't know when someone surprised.
Exactly. It was an about time. It was an about.
They knew exactly when someone
Didn't know what time it was right now. That's my point. Right. Sure, they didn't know what time. They know what the sun. You stand, you can see when the sun's coming up, but they didn't know exactly what the time was.
But now,
that's but again, whatever. Because when they said this, it was enough to know about. It works for us too.
Also, even though we have the exact time,
is that right? It doesn't make it when they made this din, right? Oh, what does that mean?
Are you allowed to make a bracha after the meeting? Please, after it's just
a little second. You're right. I don't give a share on
the Bible. You can argue with them all
Shabbat. We'll do the Bible
this
month. Yeah, I'm not gonna argue with it. I'll have to have a share about that. Anyway, let's see Rishon Zalman. Chiddush Gadol from Rishon Zalman, because this comes up for those that want to dive in names without a I minute. Sounds like this. Rav was following the Sikhim as Man Misyamim. Says Rishon Zalman. Let's say you dive in Sikhim certain times. Erev Chiddush. People go to Eretz Yisrael, they daven always the Sikhin at the Kaisel. So there's Zmanim that people will always daven. He's used as Erev Shchayidish. So then you can daven Yechidus, even though you don't have a minyan. Ay, Masha Kosova Bir Locha, Hazir Mispalka B'Sikhin. He doesn't mean every single day. So look at the Maradik of Rishon Zalman on the bottom. He says like this. And then the Olam has to read this with me, because you'll see what's called a Masmid for Rishon Zalman. I love reading this. So the Olam will read it along with me. And this is how you see Rosh Hashanah Zalman's understanding what's considered a masmid. Not some guy who stays up all night Thursday night. But look what he writes here. But Tamhu, the Lagabe has the Zahirim, Areze Choshev Ktsas, Kekabal Aleh Beneder. What are the Zahirim? The Zahirim are those that made an Eder. I always daven Nates on Rosh Chodesh, or Rosh Chodesh. The Nimsas that have two Chayvas now. One is Tfilah B'Tzibur, and now I have a Chayvas of Chayvas Tfilah K'Mesikin. Okay, I can choose which one I want. So me should I make this walk to be honest. If I normally daven on a regular day, I have now an additional thing. Now I have a nether. Then you can daven yechidus, kishen leminyan, because it's a nether. So again, he, Rishon Zalman says, I have this Nate's idea. And then I have Tfilah B'Tzibur, they counter each other out. Oh, but now that I also have the nether, and then the nether wins out. Rak, Mishen, Rogil. Klau, I never daven b'sikin b'tfias, and now I end up somewhere. Believe the kisa ruggle b'tfilah b'tzibur k'din. Ain't rishai, you can't be mivat the tfilah b'tzibur shulkach. Bichai gavna emas atfilah k'v'sikin deichet nab deichet tfilah b'tzibur. Unless again, it's an eder. Kol makoyim, he says, nishen alay adayim. Let's say you don't have a minig. I don't know at what point in your life you don't have a minig tfilah b'tzibur. Kigoyim, like he says now, his example is he's starting to keep Torah mitzvahs. Now right now you're a bal tshuva. Right now, I have to decide. Then you can choose. You can either choose your seeking, or you can choose Tfilah B'Tzibur. You have a choice. But for those of us that don't have any minig of a seeking or an eight, so then Tfilah B'Tzibur is going to win out. Unless, once again, it's always, if you, there's a certain time that you've accepted on yourself, you always want to daven kibbutz. Let's say Purim, you always want to daven seeking. Then, in a chanami, you'll daven in b'yichidus. Because that's an ether already. I always daven perm a nate. Look what he writes. This is the part I want to read. What he tells the bachram in yeshiva. Ule bachram hayomay shav al pishat filuk v'sikin daven go. Oh, my redik to daven v'sikin. Become akram shmira zmani halimud v'sidra yeshiva. Learning the zmanim in yeshiva kaidman. That's first, and you should daven in yeshiva. Rabbeinu, and then he Shlomo Zalman used to daven after he got married. He daven v'sikin. Then he changed because he saw his mess. It was ruining his siddurim. Look what he writes here. The Kachai is a darker Talmud. This is what he would be Madrich his Talmidim when he would come to Shmir's Manim. What's Talmud? Talmud is not learning all the time. Hook for a carbon shemak. And I said, what's Talmud? Every day they brought a kevis with Echeba Baiker. Echez ben Rabbayim. Ba'av, share carbonus, namaisif, and rabbin. There are many carbonus that are more than the carbon Talmud. Nikomokim, Talmud urak davar kavur. Afal pisha, the chal pamak. Even though it's a kamis, is mu'ud. What's a masmid? Ain't a loymid. A masmid is not someone who learns many hours in one day. You learn when you're supposed to learn. It ain't kvuas if you do it every single day and you mishmiras mitigas asman. That's a masmid. The loy kais and asgurim, and not like these that go to mishmar shalai l'shalim hervichu abe, and then they lose out double. Shalai ya meichim tzalo. The brains are not clear. The next day they wasted their time. That's not a masmid. A masmid is sticking to the starim, not staying up all night, so my whole next day is ruined. What goes on Thursday night, everybody's up. Friday, the whole day's ruined. Or Shabbos is ruined. That's not a masmid. A masmid is you lost out because now I can't even think straight. The night I was up late anyway, I can't think anyway, I'm dead tired. The next day I'm up all day, I'm sleeping all day because I'm tired too. So meanwhile, you lost everything out. You lost the night staying up and you lost the next day because you're dead tired. So we have to be, I'm not going to say it's wrong, but that we have to just make sure that we are thinking what makes sense and it's not the Eitz HaRa convincing us that this is better, because Rav Shlomo Zalman says, let's decide what call the masmid is. So how do we end off with our Shaila then? Is it sort of the Rav Avad Yosef does say about this, let's just read in the Shalti, I bought his new tshuva sefer in Eretz Yisrael, maybe it was bought it somewhere else, but he says in Shalti, Rav Ezra Atio, Nim Yosef Tavlis Fowl, is it better to daven mitzibur kaidim hanet? Oh, biyachid acher hanet? And he holds better to daven, what would Doyle now say? Just to end off with our Shaila. Is it better to daven before an eight, or if you're telling me that this minion is a nice thing, but the zman is after an eight, which my esrei. So for all those that are davening now, everyone, the first minion is all davening before an eight. Shmein esrei is before an eight. To be davening before an eight, so it's better to daven the yechid this after an eight. And that's what Rav Avad Yosef, look what he writes. Well, he has died in chayin early. Even shein yoyts in achar amashat. It's a bidiyavid. Vivu tivul b'tivor rak mitzman amocher k'machikasiv. He brings down from the state. Says, no, you should have yechidus. You can't be rav the last is king. And kasabes yosef, like we were just learning. Oh, you're rav and all those. Let's just learn the piskei tshuvas. You'll see what he says. At then the mispal mashal mashacher yotze b'diavad. Afilu shaloi b'shas adchak. What does that mean? Chain mishenim to b'makom shein shamel aminyan mamish ashayel. You're found in a place, and there's only a minion before Nate. So he does hold. He holds better than Tzibur. This is a Tanai. Shaminyim is Spal Shmein Esrei. La'acher Sheher Amizuch is Mamish Yakir. You at least need the Shiyakir. Once you have the Shiyakir, so then this man of Kriyashma, of course, is then you Yaitse. That's the Gemara. Once it's Misha Yaker, it's Kriyashma, Shmein Esrei, you can definitely be Yaita. Amnon, look how he ends off. Even Sheish Cholkim, those that say, no, we have to daven after Nate. Even with Misha Yaker, Misha Yaker is Kriyashma, what does that have to do with Shmein Esrei? Even Shebechol Inyan, others Palach HaNeitz, B'Yechidus, there are many, we just sort of about Yosef, he passes better to daven B'Yechidus. Hoi, what should you do? Yasim Yaker, Spal Shmein Esrei, Manet, Chama Mamish, so about the daven Shmein Esrei, with Nate, Shebezeh Matnas Chashiv, it's Tfilu V'Sikim. So, look what he's telling you. According to Piskei Tshuvas, daven Nates. In other words, if you're in a minyan, and it makes sense, if today, every day, you're going to daven in this minyan, 6:30, it's before Nates, ain't a chanami, it's not pashit. You should really be davening b'yichidus after Nates. So what should you do? Says that you should daven at, your Shmein Esrei should be at Nates. If you daven Shmein Esrei Nates, Nates anyway count as a tefillah b'tzibur. And here all this, davening before Nate is only b'di'evad. So the halacha, it would have seemed what he's writing makes a lot of sense over here. If you're davening in a minyan before, I know that I can't do this because everyone has to go to work.
What about waning like before and then waning?
No, you're not going to wane before. We're going to keep the schedules. So with the halacha, again, the right way to do it is if you're davening at this minyan, and let's say they get, I don't know where they're getting to Shmein Esrei, what time Shmein Esrei is, at the 6:30 minyan, but if you're getting to Shmein Esrei at 6:45, you should wait to daven b'yechidus to Shmein Esrei at 6:53, because then you're being yaitzer all the shitas of the
there's no minyan.
That's what he's saying. You don't, because the nates wins out.
You're gonna break up the minyan.
Then you shouldn't do it. You're gonna break up the minyan. Don't do it. All right, now we're stuck because then you're definitely gonna be breaking up the minyan because right. Now everyone's gonna be doing this, or maybe not. People have to go to work. Some people are in a rush. They can't. The kids are now they can't. But it's an interesting thing to think about.
Next week
will be the seeking, right? Or next week you'll allow them to be the seeking, right? But you see that the seeking wins out. So again, just to find, come conclude, that Myrav always before Chatzayis, even sitting, Shachris, yes, we have. If it's, we don't have a choice, so we're going to daven before. The Olam should read Kriyashma over again, just to make sure that we're going to do it. But once you Misha Yaki already, it's not a problem anyway. So you could do that. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it would the Sikkim, the Shema also should be near Nates. So it would make more sense to read the Shema after the during that Zman. Like I said to you before, for us, the Daven, the 7:30 Minyan, we should read Kriya Shema before Nate, after Mishayakir. Mishayakir to Nate, and then you would be yaitz to the Kriya Shema. The Kriya Shema should be before Nate also.